Salam everyone, and welcome to the Muslim Experience Podcast. I hope everyone is doing good, inshallah. And we're here, we're literally riding the waves and hitting record and doing our auditions for the YouTube channel. There's some very exciting times ahead. Join me on this journey and make sure you subscribe to all our socials and you will be updated, inshallah. So the topic I want to talk about today is very important, and I believe it has somewhat impacted each and every one of us, and that is the aftermath of the pandemic, especially on our personalities. I want to pay particular focus on the aftermath, because everyone had their own journey and experiences throughout the pandemic. For some, it was a huge disruption to their lives, and for others, it was a change for the good. I don't know if any of you ever caught up on Zoom or did a lot of video calls with other platforms, etc., just to stay in touch with friends and family. So researchers had previously found a small counterintuitive change in personality early in the pandemic, and then they found a decrease in neuroticism, the personality trait associated with stress and negative emotions. So in the current study, they were curious if they would find different personality changes in the second and third year of the pandemic. And they did. It was a completely different pattern of change. They found a significant decline in traits that help us navigate social situations, trusting others, thinking creatively. So as part of the study, they found that extroversion, openness, agreeableness, conscientiousness all declined across the population, but especially for younger adults, who also showed an increase in neuroticism. So this is all about social disruption, how it affects a person's mind when they make decisions in life and how they feel about the world around them. And if you're in a situation where you have all these personality traits that are declining, it's going to be very difficult for you to make decisions because of the worry, the concern of what may come ahead. So the general rule for something like this that spanned across 3 years, this pandemic that everyone was experiencing, was going through, it is going to be classed as a short-term shock. And hopefully our personalities weren't disrupted. It's really interesting that you have to really listen to your inner self. What is actually happening to you? What changes are occurring within you? Sometimes you're unaware of those changes. And sometimes it becomes clear to you about a certain thing. Like, you know, when someone looks at you and you act a certain way, they may label it as something. And the more you put that label on yourself, you start to believe in it. People nowadays also self-diagnose themselves too much. And I think that can have a negative impact on you. The way I see it is, unless you get professional advice on something and you are given a diagnosis, then you seek the help from there. I know a lot of you might not agree with me on that, but I'm just saying, labeling yourself with something that you have somewhat an idea about, or you may have Googled somewhere about an issue or whatever it is, it's not really going to help you. It may stunt your personal development, and that is something that I'm sure you don't want to happen. We want to be able to thrive in this world. We want to be able to live as the best version of ourselves. I always remember that in my coaching years. What is the best version of you? And if you think about it, you're always upgrading yourself. You know, like your phone gets a software update every now and then. It's never going to be the same revision. It always needs an update or a tweak here and there. So similarly, as human beings, we are not going to stay stagnant. And I think that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. But we have to allow good change to happen. If it's something bad, then obviously you stay away from that. But if it's something positive, if it's something that can change your life for the good, then work on that. So now you have a choice. You either want a good life or a bad life. You either want to absorb all the negativity around you or the positivity. You can make those decisions. It's all down to you. What you feed your mind is eventually going to become a reality in your life. So whatever occurred in this pandemic, whatever happened in your life throughout these 3 years, just make sure that it was worth something. Whatever you went through, it was all worth something at the end because it changed you for the good. And if it didn't, then you have to find a way to allow it to give you that good change. Remove the negativity from your life. Those personality traits, strengthen them and make yourself vulnerable. It's okay. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to cry once in a while. There's nothing weak about that. Be true to yourself and others. Think about yourself first and make sure you are serving yourself first before you continue to serve other people to a point where it's going to burn you out. You have to look after yourself. You are no good to others if you are not taking good care of yourself. So these studies, they mean something, but at the same time, it doesn't mean that, okay, I need to figure something out with my life and I need to make a change. Look what it did. I'm sad, I'm depressed, etc. Don't put that label on yourself for the rest of your life. You can step out of it. You can change, you can make a change. And make that change today, inshallah. I'd love to hear from any of you if you had any experiences or changes in your personality, etc. I would love to interview you. Send me an email, info@themuslimexperience.com. We are going to be launching our YouTube channel soon, inshallah. Stay tuned. And we are doing some auditioning and we are also looking to change our artwork, etc. There's a lot of work going on in the background. It may not seem like it because I'm not posting things, but inshallah, I will in due course. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.